Welcome back to the Weekend Interview Show. I'm your host, Philip Drew. Our next guest is Frank Worley. That's W-O-R, not W-A-R. Frank Worley is the head of Operation Unification, which is an attempt to bring together all pro-liberty groups in the United States into one big umbrella organization in order to actually maybe try to get something done around here. So welcome to the show, sir.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
How long ago did you start up this thing?
Actually, we started in December, actually started putting out some talking points on different discussion groups in Yahoo and other places that I participate in, and decided to move forward with it and started the website at operationunification.org.
Wow, so it's only 2 months old and you already have 50,000 members, huh?
Yeah, our mailing list is actually less than about 100 people, but about a dozen of those folks represent groups or organizations like Smokers United Against Discrimination, Forces International, the New Jersey Coalition for Self-Defense, a marijuana party candidate in Illinois, and we include their mailing lists and their supporters in that figure, and that's how we got the 50,000 figure.
Okay, and I guess I kind of already blew it, but what's the point of this thing?
Well, it's really about possibility thinking. If I can borrow a term from Reverend Schuller out in California, it's the question of what if. You know, there are all of these libertarian groups, the Republican Liberty Caucus, the Democratic Liberty Caucus, the Reform Party, Abate, which is a bikers law reform group in different states, smokers getting together, fighting against the government, trying to run their lives. All of these folks are out there working on good things, putting in their heart and soul, their blood, sweat, and tears to try to make a difference, but they're sort of laboring in an abyss because they're alone. And the idea of Operation Unification is to give them a single place where they can all get together without eliminating their groups. We're not taking over their groups. We're not closing their groups. We're not forcing them to agree with anything. We're giving them a place where they can seek out other resources, so that the bikers group in South Carolina can get together with a gun owners group in Texas, and they can get together with a smokers group in Florida, and they can share resources when they're running campaigns, when they have protests, when they have petition drives.
Very good. And then in the end, is there a certain goal that you're shooting for? Or just trying to reinstate the Constitution in a general way? Or?
Well, I think the answer is liberty. The basic common thread between each of these groups is that they're basically libertarian groups or people that believe in liberty, and I'm not trying to put a specific definition to that. I think sometimes the groups that are out there do tend to say, you know, everybody come to us and we'll fix this problem and we'll do it this way. Well, no, I'm not going to try to impose a set of views or a set of standards on anyone. On our website, operationunification.org, we do have a list of issues, but we tell people as they join the group, if you are totally morally opposed to one of these issues, then don't work on that one issue. Work with us on the issues that you do agree on, and that way we can get a larger base. And again, it's really for one group to share resources with another. It's not for us to dictate to these groups what their philosophy or beliefs are going to be.
Right. And you mentioned that you have some gun groups and some biker groups and smoking groups. Why don't you tell us some more about which groups are members and what they're all about?
Well, let me give you a quick list.
Sure.
Forces International is an organization that's aimed at debunking some of the myths and lies that have been said about the dangers of secondhand smoke. They've got offices in more than a dozen states and several countries. They're on the Internet also at forces.org. Smokers United Against Discrimination is based in Florida, and they're at smokersunited.org. Abate of South Carolina and the Abate of West Virginia are the two biker groups. We also have the New Jersey Coalition for Self-Defense. Richard Rawlings, who is an Illinois Marijuana Party candidate. Deadbangguns.com, which is a commercial operation. And KeepAndBearArms.com, which is a gun rights organization.
Okay, now, on your list of what you call them? I don't know what the words.
Well, you can call them issue papers.
Yeah, the issue papers. There you go. That you have listed up on the website. You cover up there internet, smoking, drugs, guns. What, basically just hands off, huh?
Well, our issue on the drug war, and actually the drug war has cost me a couple of members. I think most folks agree that the drug war is much like alcohol prohibition, but not everybody favors legalization as I do. And I understand that's a difference of opinion. But if you get together everyone who thinks that the drug war is wrong and needs to be stopped, and we need to start looking for alternatives, whether it be medical marijuana, legalization, medicalization of all drugs, or some type of hybrid, it actually raises you into a level of having a much larger group. Medical marijuana was approved by the voters in California. If we could get all of those voters to stop giving their votes to Democrats or Republicans and only give them to libertarian, pro-libertarian candidates or pro-liberty candidates, and there are some in the Republican Party, like Ron Paul, for example, and some in the Democratic Party, but mostly we want to take the franchise away from Democrats and Republicans and allow third parties to start winning major races across the country.
Yeah, it's definitely long overdue. The Republican-Democrat thing is, it's not working out very well.
Well, these days, having worked a little bit in politics, these days Democrats and Republicans, the campaign managers are saying, race towards the middle, which means start taking issues from the other party, so there's not that much of a separation between the parties for the most part. You do have the standouts like Representative Ron Paul. You do have other standouts in state houses and on city council around the country. You have some libertarian candidates as well that have actually won office. But we've got to work harder to make change. If we really want to send them a wake-up call, we've got to get together all of these different groups. We've got to reach out. We've got to agree to disagree on some issues and agree to share resources. One issue that has been completely overlooked by most of the major parties and most of their members is an issue like Child Protective Services taking children away from their families for no reason, or using the bureaucracy to threaten the families or get the families to admit to crimes that they haven't committed so they can take the kids. And a perfect example of how bad it is that thousands and thousands of children have been taken over the years, billions of dollars have been spent in child welfare programs, and child abuse has never gone down on a nationwide scale.
That's true. And, you know, that's one of those issues. It's a real tough one because if we're going to have government at all, its job is to protect people's rights, and that means even a kid's rights from their parents. And
absolutely.
Some people who terribly abuse their kids.
Absolutely. But you know what? Child abuse is a crime. It's assault on a child. That is a crime. But so often when Child Protective Services takes children away from their parents, they never charge the parents with a crime. They either coerce the parents into agreeing to admit to something they have not done, or they simply take the child in a secret court hearing that's not open for public discussion, that's not open to scrutiny, and the parents can lose their rights and then spend years going through this bureaucratic system trying to get their children back, only to, in the end, never get their children back. If we're going to take children away, and we're going to put them in this horrible foster care system, then we ought to have enough evidence to put the parents in jail, because it's a crime. If we don't have enough evidence to prove criminal intent, then we shouldn't be taking those children, because the minute you take those children, we're destroying that child's life.
Yeah, I'm totally with you on that. It's the same thing with the civil forfeiture, where if the guy's really a drug lord, then how come they don't prosecute him? They just take his house.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear you.
Oh, I was just making the analogy. It's the same kind of thing with the civil forfeiture, where they accuse somebody of being a drug kingpin and take his house but never charge him.
Well, absolutely. And those laws have been so severely abused across the country, where there was one story actually that was part of one of those COPS programs, I believe, a few years back, where a woman was driving across country with her children. She was a single mom. She had several hundred dollars in cash with her, and she had her furniture and things in the car. A police officer stopped her, found the money, and said, "This is drug money," and took it away from her. And she never saw the money again. But it's ridiculous.
Well, for the people who consider themselves conservatives and consider themselves liberals, how are you going to get them into this? Because, I mean, what you're saying sounds... The libertarians already agree with you and are going to want to join up, but what are you doing to reach out to the right and to the left?
Well, I think we need to address the issues that are important to the right and the left. I address Social Security on the website. Most libertarians recognize Social Security as a failed program, and I think even most Republicans and Democrats recognize it's a failed program. But there's concern about changing it because you don't want to take the benefits away from the senior citizens who earned them. Social Security, unlike welfare, is a program where people put money into a system their entire life, and while they're not getting their own money back, they still have a right to get those benefits back to a certain extent. So we need to keep those promises as we begin to move through the changes needed to make Social Security a system that actually works.
What about environmental groups? Have you reached out to them at all?
We have been reaching out to everybody that we can find on the Internet, and we continue to do so. I think that there's a tendency within the environmental movement to support socialist answers to the environmental problem. The problem of the environment is pretty simple. If you mess it up, you ought to clean it up. If the actions you take as an individual or as a business damage the property of another person or damage the environment, you ought to be the one to clean it up. Unfortunately, it doesn't always work out that way. The taxpayers get stuck with the bill for the Superfund and for other programs that the EPA runs, and the taxpayers wind up paying for cities to clean things up or for the military to clean things up or for businesses to clean things up. We don't need a gigantic bureaucracy to fix the environment. Bureaucracies, by nature, their primary purpose is to preserve themselves. We need very simple rules and actions. If you mess it up, you clean it up.
The first guest today wrote a book called Disabling America, and he joked at the end that it would be fun to see when they pass the gun lock laws, to see the American with Disabilities Act lawsuit against the gun control, because, of course, disabled people will have a lot harder time unlocking their gun in order to use it to defend themselves, and pit the two bureaucracies against each other and see who wins.
Well, actually, I was speaking to a school teacher, I believe in North Carolina, the other day on the Internet, who was complaining that as a school teacher, she's now no longer allowed to smoke cigarettes anywhere on school property during the day, even in her car with the windows closed. And in my response to her, I said as a joke, well, maybe we should file a lawsuit under the Americans with Disabilities Act, because smoking is obviously a disability, and accommodation should be made for smokers. You can certainly turn all of these programs around and abuse them and never accomplish the original intended goal, which is why, for the most part, bureaucracies really should be dismantled.
Okay, now, I hope you don't mind if I want to pick a fight with you here about your stance on war up there on your website. Now, I was reading it, and I come across the phrase, everything changed on September 11th, and, you know, no it didn't. Come on, man. I mean,
Well, it's a fundamental difference of opinion, and I used to be a member of the Libertarian Party. I am no longer a member of the Libertarian Party. I'm now a member of the Republican Liberty Caucus, plus I have OperationUnification.org. on the side, that's something that I work on as an independent project. Libertarian philosophy is very much against the concept of the Reagan-esque concept of a strong defense. I've always believed that we should have a strong defense, and it's a fundamental difference of opinion, and that's okay.
Well, I
don't mind having that difference of opinion. My belief is this, and I'll say this: without the nation, the liberty that we strive for does not exist. The reality is, there are people out there, whether for religious views, political views, or simply because they're power hungry, there are people out there that will always want to dominate regions, dominate the planet, or rule over other people.
Yeah, but
no one is going to come to America's aid. No one is going to come to America's aid when we are down and out. We're going to have to do it ourselves.
Right.
And the first and foremost thing you have to have for liberty is independence.
Oh, well, I'm all about independence, but, you know, when you talk about people trying to dominate, we're the ones doing the dominating. We're the ones with our troops in 130-something countries all across the world. There's no Arab military bases occupying the United States.
Well, we're not occupying Arab countries. We have leased land or purchased land, and we have, with the permission of that government, used that land. Now, I'm not going to sit back and try to defend 30 or 40 years of foreign policy on the part of the United States government. I can't do that. I don't always agree with the foreign policy, regardless of who is president. But we do need to have forward bases as a matter of that's the way our military has been designed to operate. It's a good concept. It's not always the right thing to do. So certainly there's always room for reevaluation. I wonder if we really do need to keep our troops in Korea. I wonder if we need to keep our troops in Europe. Those are honest questions. Those
need to be evaluated. It was having our troops in Saudi Arabia that brought on the attacks of September 11th, which changed everything and justified all the forward bases after the fact.
Well, I honestly and respectfully disagree with you on that. Osama bin Laden and the terrorist organizations didn't like us before September 11th. We were there protecting Saudi Arabia from what Iraq had done to Kuwait previously. Now, Osama bin Laden himself had been thrown out of Saudi Arabia because of his actions. So he couldn't possibly justify defending Saudi Arabia from bases that Saudi Arabia agreed to have by the fact that we were there. And again, here, this is a perfect example. Drew, or Philip, you and I agree on the drug war, do we not?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And but on guns and bikers and smoking and...
Okay, but we disagree on national defense. Now, here's the choice that faces you. Do you want to work with someone who disagrees with you respectfully on one or two issues, but who agrees with you on so many more, so that we can together accomplish some of our goals? Or do you want to continue working by yourself and not accomplish as much as you could? That's the decision that faces libertarians when they're approached about this program. People in the Republican Liberty Caucus, people in other organizations, they may look at the website and say, I don't agree with this or I don't agree with that. Work with us on the issues you agree with us on, and together we can do a lot more.
Well, I sure appreciate that sentiment. That's definitely true, and there really is lacking that kind of organization that you're talking about in this country with, like you say, pro-liberty Democrats, pro-liberty Republicans, the libertarians, all the people who quit paying attention a long time ago but who want to be free. We really do need something like Operation Unification to bring people together like that. Can you explain to me a little more about the nature of the organization itself? I mean, does this count as like a political action committee or...
Well, right now, let me say that we don't take donations right now. I don't ask for them and I won't accept them. I'm trying to stay as far away from the money issue as possible and really just be a standalone resource for these different parties and organizations to work together. In the future, as we continue to grow, if we can continue to see the phenomenal growth that we've had so far, then yes, we want to work with the other parties and start helping to promote candidates. And of course, we have Richard Rawlings up in Illinois, who's running for a congressional seat. I believe it's the 18th district. And we've asked our folks to take a look at his campaign and think about supporting him if they're in that area. We are going to have a meeting with members of the Founding Fathers Party in the next week or two as well to talk about working with them. And we've approached the Libertarian Party with no response so far, the Reform Party with no response so far. And we're trying to bring everybody together so that we can have, and it doesn't all have to be Libertarian candidates in every district that we'll support. It doesn't have to be all RLC candidates or Marijuana Reform Party or Founding Fathers. But the infrastructure that these organizations have can help us greatly if we can build up enough of a mailing list and support group, join them together with these different political parties so that in every district, in every race, either in this election or in the next general election, we have somebody that we support and we can focus votes in that area, then we can get we can win some races and we can make a significant change.
That sounds like a really good plan. And, of course, you know, the House of Representatives is where all the power is. I read something the other day that just killed me. I didn't even realize, but apparently... 2 years ago in the House races, no incumbent was defeated. Not one incumbent running for re-election was defeated last time.
And this is the U.S. Congress? Or
in the U.S. House of Representatives.
Okay, I had not heard that before. I thought some people did lose some races that that year. But
yeah, the way I read it, and I should have gone back and double-checked, but what I read was that there were some senators who got defeated, and that made big news. And it eclipsed the fact that nobody in the House had been defeated. And I've always liked the way the John Birch Society says that it's all about the House. Never mind the president. They pick the president anyway. It's all about the House of Representatives because the quote-unquote special interests really don't have any hope of funding both sides of 435 House races every year or every 2 years. So that really is the opportunity or the place where the people can take the opportunity to really take back control of their government.
Well, you know, I think we can do it at all levels. Again, Libertarian parties had people elected in city councils and had some state representatives as well. Republican Liberty Caucus already has some state house members and has some folks in Congress as well, starting with Ron Paul. If we bring together these different groups, and it's a big if, the possible is not necessarily probable. But if we can get all these folks together and get the independent voters together, we can make a big difference. And I believe that it can be done. But the question is, will all these folks put their differences aside, work together on issues that we can work together on, and make a big difference? And I think we can do it. We can win a third of the House. We can win a third of the Senate. We can win the White House if we put enough determination behind it, if we put enough effort behind it, and enough time. It may not happen for this year. We're pretty advanced in the election cycle already, but maybe for 4 years from now.
Do you know about Freedom Force International? I'm interviewing the founder of it, J. Edward Griffin, next week.
I'm not familiar with the group, no.
Oh, maybe you should get in contact with them. I don't
know. Actually, and using your radio program, and I appreciate the opportunity to come on and talk about this, OperationUnification.org, we're going state by state, group by group, trying to contact everybody, and I'm sure there's people that we've left out or that we've overlooked or missed. And to the folks listening to the program today, go to our website, OperationUnification.org. That's all one word. Look at our issues, join our mailing list, and then help us spread the word. If you're a member of an organization or represented organization that is fighting for freedom on one level or another, sign up with us, trade links with us, agree to forward emails for us, and we can make a difference here. It's all free, by the way. We don't charge for the service.
I notice also you have a thing on there about helping each other in legal troubles, stuff like that, right? Like somebody gets busted on a stupid gun law and you try to find a lawyer for them?
Well, we don't actually try to find a lawyer. We will send it to one of our groups within the network, one of our affiliates, and if they've got legal resources to offer, then they can do that. The active participation is really up to each of the individual persons and individual groups. And we can have a million people on our email list, and if nobody shows up for a protest, then we accomplish nothing. Or we can have one or two groups that are very active and accomplish a lot of things. What I personally will offer is, until I'm overwhelmed, is help folks develop media plans, write speeches for them, or help them write speeches, help them write press releases, to the point that I can. Obviously, I can't do it all for them, but I'll give them advice on that. That's my professional expertise and my background. And then the groups can resource together. We have a discussion group on Yahoo also for folks that want to talk to each other and find out more about who's in the group and what they're doing.
And what's the name of the group on Yahoo?
It's Operation Unification at Yahoo Groups.
Cool. And
and I believe there is a space line between Operation Unification and the Yahoo groups, while on the website they're all together. And if you go to our website, in fact, there's a link to sign up for the discussion group, so you can just go to our website and then sign up on that discussion group.
Great. I noticed you have a statement of purpose about education up there. Do you have any groups that are focused on reforming education?
No, none of the groups so far are about reforming education, and again, that's a stickler with libertarian groups as well, because most libertarian folks see the public education system for what it is, which is it's kind of a socialist concept, redistribution of wealth, etc. But I don't want to be a hypocrite. My kids go to public schools, and I think it is in the nation's best interest to have an educated youth. But the question is always, is this the right way to go about it? Is this the best way to go about it? And the answer is probably not. And we endorse finding a better way of doing it.
Cool. Well, that's a big issue with a lot of people. And I think more and more people, as they give up on reforming government school and try to look for other alternatives, you know, that could really be a core part of your group, really, homeschoolers. And
absolutely. I actually did some homeschooling myself when I was a kid for about a year. It didn't work as well with me, but I know some other kids where it worked really, really well. And, of course, for parents who are just tired of hearing stories like the young man, the 14-year-old that was murdered in a school bathroom in Florida last week, it's a great option. It's the right thing to do. And we'll fully support homeschool organizations or any other organization that's looking to reform the education system. Just sign up on our group and help us share resources.
Right on. Well, I sure appreciate your effort here. I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Everybody, Frank Worley is the head of Operation Unification, bringing together all the pro-liberty groups in America that he possibly can. already have over 50,000 members, so check them out at operationunification.org.
Thanks very much for having me on the program.
Sure thing. It was great having you on.